Hello, traders. This is the weekly market update podcast from the Pipwise Broker. As usual, we start from the economics. In the United States, we had the Federal Reserve FOMC session on Thursday, and the Federal Reserve kept the interest rate steady at its latest session as expected. But it pointed that the economic outlook is uncertain and the committee is attentive to the risks to both sides of its dual mandate. This addition practically means that the FOMC is now not exclusively based on curbing inflation, as it has been so for the last 2 years, but employs a more balanced approach which would take care of the increasingly cooling job market to avoid a hard landing. The FOMC said in their statement that the committee does not expect it will be appropriate to reduce the target range until it has gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%. But the traders and investors are now confidently predict at least 3 cuts for the current year, starting from September. As Jerome Powell noted during the press conference that the cut in the coming session is on the table. Another report that we had from the US was the non-farm payroll, which indicated that the US job market is really beginning to have troubles powering ahead, as the unemployment rate rose to a 33-month high of 4.3% and above the level the FOMC members predicted it to be in their June SEP, or Summary of Economic Projections, document. The U.S. economy added only 114,000 jobs in June, which was way below almost every forecast and at lowest levels in 3 months. Wage growth has also slowed markedly, as the average hourly earnings increased only by 0.2% month on month and 3.6% year on year, which is the lowest rate of growth since May 2021. This data caused a panic on Friday, as investors are now concerned more about the recession in the U.S. economy and thus sold everything considered risky, from the cryptocurrencies to stock market and also the commodity currencies. Elsewhere in the world, in Japan, we had the BOJ session, and the Bank of Japan raised the interest rate by 15 basis points to 0.25% amid rising inflation and positive wage growth, and this caused a huge jump in the Japanese yen in the forex market. They also pointed that the amount of government bond purchases will be halved by first quarter of 2026. Together with the falling yields on the global scale, the rate hike in Japan made the Japanese yen the strongest currency during the last week. And as we had noted in our previous podcast, the trend will most probably continue in the short term, at least. In the UK, the Bank of England lowered the interest rate to 5% on Thursday. The decision was finally balanced, as Governor Bailey and Chief Economist Peel were among the hawkish camp of 4 MPC members who favored keeping the rates steady. The MPC committee is consisted of 9 members, 5 of which favored lowering the rates and 4 opposed. Nevertheless, the pound experienced a sharp sell-off as the risk aversion mood also took its bite on sterling. In the Eurozone, we had a CPI report, which indicated that the annual inflation in the Eurozone ticked higher to 2.6%, which caused the euro to experience a sharp rally against almost all currencies except for yen and Swiss franc. The more concerning data for the ECB is that service inflation, which is the more important part of the price pressure, refused to decline and stood firm at 4%, which is too high. This will make further easing from the ECB more challenging in the weeks ahead. In the geopolitical arena, the Israeli Air Force last week eliminated Fuad Shukr, the military commander of Hezbollah and one of the most wanted men in the world by American government, for his role in the suicide bombing in Lebanon in 1983, which killed more than 280 U.S. personnel. A few hours later, Ismail Haniyeh, the political leader of Hamas, was assassinated in Tehran. The Iranian leader vowed revenge, and it is said that armed forces have received order to directly hit Israeli soil. The oil prices spiked in escalation of tensions, but retreated back to the lows after it was revealed that the Biden administration is working hard to mitigate and pressure both sides from engaging in a direct conflict. In the week ahead, we will have a very spare calendar with just three important data: the US ISM services PMI, the Reserve Bank of Australia session, and the Canadian job report. Take care and have a good trading week.